right here on News Radio WGNS.
From News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most complete election coverage. Now, here's Brian Barrett.
WGNS Murfreesboro rolls into the 10 o'clock hour. All of the votes are in here in Rutherford County, and Rutherford County's State House delegation will remain the same with one exception, and that is Tim Rudd will be the new 34th District Representative, replacing Rick Womack, who decided to retire. And that includes in the 49th District, Mike Sparks being returned. And Mike, this marks the third re-election for you. Is that right?
Third. No, it'd be fourth.
Fourth. It is the fourth term. Yeah. Well, congratulations on the win, which was about 61% to 39% of the vote. Constituents overwhelmingly saying, Mike, we approve of what you do.
Well, and I appreciate that. I want to thank my opponent, Brandon Thomas. He's a very polite young man, and it was a good race. It really was. And I've asked Brian to help me on some issues, you know, juvenile justice reform and the drug addiction, drug epidemic, and so many issues that really need some focus and on. And there's not really lobbyists up here in Nashville looking for the issues. I think fighting for the issues that are really about trying to change lives and invest in people. And anyways, he run a good race, and I appreciate it. So I want to compliment Brandon Thomas, and he's got a bright future ahead of him.
I've asked all of the others who are running for State House, who were elected to State House, what they thought were the big issues coming up in Nashville in January. So I'll ask you the very same thing.
Well, you know, I mean, folks are going to say, you know, the gas tax and Insure Tennessee and some of those things. And I just sent out a survey to about 7,000 people a few months ago, and I've got the results back. And immigration was the biggest issue for folks. You know, it's kind of hard for the state to really affect immigration issues. I mean, we've hit that hard. Former Representative Joe Carr, really led the effort on some of those reforms. Second Amendment rights was big on the survey. I think Tennessee's done a great job, you know, kind of protecting their Second Amendment rights. Jobs was also a big issue in my survey. Education reform. Our governor, in my opinion, Governor Haslam, has really done a great job, I think, with education reform. Rutherford County has had more capital investment in probably the past 4 years, including MTSU, $147 million science building, the new $40 million Nissan Smyrna TCAT, and then Motlow expansion. And also we just announced what WGNS did recently about the new 78,000 square foot expansion, not to mention the, I believe it was additional $200 million that's been invested in education. But that's the issues that my constituents have told me that they're concerned about. One other question, Brian, this will be very interesting for you being in media. As I asked a question, I said, do you feel like the media portrays Christianity and family values in a negative manner? 86% said yes, 7% said no, and 7% said unsure. The issue of marriage, that was a question I put on there, you know, with the Supreme Court, with their ruling, 83% of the people in my district disagreed with the Supreme Court ruling. They believed marriage was between a man and a woman. That's the way I define marriage. I mean, these are issues it's hard for the state legislature to impact. I think the state's moving in the right direction. A lot of folks may not agree with me, but, you know, my voters here today, they tend to agree with me in the 49th district.
Well, Mike, I look forward to continuing with you. I guess we'll talk on Thursday. Maybe we'll have a lot more on our Thursday Rutherford Issues show to talk about in terms of elections.
Well, I appreciate it, Brian. Appreciate what WGNS does. I want to thank real quick. We had a big chili cook-off here at Sam Davis Home. I'm still out here now. Tiffany Johnson took first place, executive director of Sam Davis Home. Anna King took second, and then Judy Garner took third. My buddy Kelly Butler just left out here with a big trailer and a stage. We had some music out here tonight, and we raised quite a few canned goods for the Smyrna Laverne Food Bank. And appreciate all that y'all do, and thank you for all those that really believe in me. People can call me anytime they need me, 525-3198. I'll challenge every elected official to give their cell number out to their constituents. Sadly, 99% of them won't. But we've got to have some reforms. I think Donald Trump, what's going on with Donald Trump is showing people are upset. I'm upset with the Republican Party.
Well, we've got to head that way, Mike. Sorry to interrupt, but we've got some new information on the national scene coming in right now from CBS. So let's head there now.